The First Casualty, written and read by Peter Grest.
Between 9/11 in 2001 and July 2017, 1,528 journalists were killed in the line of duty. This book is dedicated to all media workers who have given or will give their lives in pursuit of the truth. The truth is always an abyss. One must, as in a swimming pool, dive from the quivering springboard of trivial, everyday experience and sink into the depths in order to later rise again, laughing and fighting for breath, to the now doubly illuminated surface of things. Franz Kafka, The Trial. Forward. On 1 February 2015, I walked out of prison into the glare of the Egyptian sun, dazed and blinking, after exactly 400 days behind bars on terrorism charges. It was a strange anticlimax to a frustrating, frightening, and at times bizarre tale. My release was as sudden as it was unexpected. It came at a time when I was so convinced that the authorities were unwilling to bend that I was about to launch a hunger strike. When I returned to Australia a few days later, I was plunged into a whirlwind of interviews and talks, with barely enough time to process exactly what had happened to us. But as the attention faded away and I had more time to think, I came to see the story of what happened to my two colleagues and me in Cairo through 2014 was, in effect, the collision of three histories. The first two narratives were relatively straightforward. There was our own very personal yarn of three journalists, an Australian, an Egyptian, and a Canadian Egyptian, on a journey through the Byzantine world of the Egyptian judicial system. The Egyptian government saw us as part of the second, wider historic struggle, of their corner of an existential battle with Islamic extremism that's been playing out across the Middle East since the Arab Spring erupted in 2010. As I thought more deeply, I realised that our experience was also part of a third, more obscure conflict between journalism and belligerence on both sides of what's become euphemistically known as the War on Terror. What happened to us was the consequence of a government's decision to twist and contort the definition of terrorism to cover just about anybody it deems to be a threat, whether political or physical. Our experience was an extreme example of the kinds of assaults on media freedom that have been playing out around the world, not just in authoritarian regimes, but also in countries that like to think of themselves as bastions of democracy and free speech. This isn't the fault of governments alone. In this conflict over ideas, extremists everywhere have taken to attacking the agents of those ideas, the media, both rhetorically and physically. The more I looked, the more I realized that my whole career seems to have been embedded in and shaped by both sides of that broader conflict. We've been living with it for so long now that at times it seems as though the war on terror is a permanent part of life, that Western liberalism has always been in open conflict with conservative Islam. And yet we forget that human ideas and ideologies are malleable, changeable, and evolving over time, so that what seems to be a truism today may not be the case tomorrow, and almost certainly hasn't always been so. That's why my first experience as a young correspondent in Afghanistan in 1995 is such an important baseline for this book. It shows how, before the Twin Towers attack changed everything, journalists were able to talk to and work with radical militant Islamists without being murdered or kidnapped. The fact that it is so risky now is the consequence of history, of the choices made on both sides of the conflict, rather than a hardwired fact of ideology. The impact of those choices is being felt as much in liberal Western democracies as it is in more authoritarian regimes. That's why, when I decided to write this book, I wanted to make it about more than our own experience. I wanted to put it in its wider historical context and describe both what we went through and the broader parallel story of the impact of the war on terror on journalism and what it means for press freedom, one of the most important pillars of any functioning democracy.